This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. We got to end your recording. This is Reverend Booker. We're going on in a couple of minutes. We have to get a cassette player together and all this other shit. Okay, your thing has to stop. This is Chaos. DJ Jeff has been rendered useless. Yeah, we're high functioning here. All right, we'll test the microphone. So. Big John Jeremy is in this microphone. Let's see. Okay.
Talk.
The weapon of... Yes.
Is it working?
Yes. All right. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the penile one over there is working. All right. So we're going to be ready. Now, how's this thing coming?
You're all hooked up.
Should be good. All hooked up. Okay. All right. So yours is ready. Turn this thing on. This is what happens when people are stoner heads. Yeah. We should do public service announcements. Don't end up like this. Oh yeah, I heard your George Carlin thing and your Breakfast Club tribute. Your John Hughes tribute. Okay, are we ready? Oh, and look at the time. Just turned 9 o'clock. So, yeah, I won't even look up there anymore. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is C Street Orgy Family. Yes, we're going to celebrate, not celebrate, but we're going to deal with the DC cult and the head of the prayer groups, especially its leader, Doug Ho. And interestingly enough, they're called The Family. And the last cult group that was called The Family was the Manson Group. And so there's a lot of similarities here, except, of course, the DC family deals with far more dangerous people, people who kill hundreds of thousands of civilians worldwide, and wars and all kinds of ass destruction. So we're going to deal with Doug Ho of the family, and I am very happy to say that we have a very, very special live guest, the one and only erotic film star, Jackie Joy. Thank you. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And she's going to deal with Doug Ho also in the course of the show. We're going to play some tunes and then get started. Starting with, if this thing works, we're attempting for the first time to play a song by cassette. And if this works, you will hear Mark Levy doing Take Off Your Clothes. Okay. Can you try to make this thing work? Since you're the least wasted. Okay. That looks like eject. Well, I guess noise is a good sign. Yeah, it's a cassette. Is that play? That's record. All right, numbers are moving.
Copacabana. Bathers sunning on the beach were dangerously within reach of Muslim guards patrolling near the spa. And now it says to cover up in the Koran, but those Hebrews hung it out to get a tan. So for fear of getting heated, the Egyptians just retreated, which provoked this novel thought for a peace plan. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now the colonel of the Egyptian police platoon made this comment as he peered beyond the dune. All these sabras on the Sinai really look a sight to mine eye, though I think we'd better take some action soon. As he turned, he saw the men of his fine crew, field glasses trained on each attractive Jew. So he went and gave the order to redefine the border 100 yards down farther from the view. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. You can unveil a devastating offensive. It's healthier than war and less expensive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now here's the surest way to end a running feud. Simply approach your adversary in the nude. If he or she's a prude, they'll think it's lewd and move away. Who knows, they might be in the mood, you win either way. So if you're fighting and you just can't take it, you just might try your luck at standing naked. Before they have another riot, Northern Ireland should try it. The whole world could ease its tensions if we'd only undertake it. I propose this brand new cure for hot disputes. Have the warring parties meet in birthday suits. Imagine how a summit conference might progress. Formalities abandoned as each delegate undressed. No harm in getting back to bare essentials. World leaders must admit it has potential. For uncovered, one can make appeals to what the other side reveals and see they're not so different after all. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get results if you disrobe. Relations can improve around the globe. Oh yes indeed.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Kismet in my hand. Hello, this is Halliburton Ernie saying that it's so good to be here with Reverend Bookburn and Jackie Joy and her honey and DJ Jeff, even though he's totaled, and the DJ on the show before, whose name we all forgot, and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. And it's a delight to play tracks for you, and we're going to play one by the Asylum Street Spankers. But first, of course, in our excitement and mayhem, we want to play for you the Reverend Bookburn animation theme song.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Now we have the right Asylum Street Spankers CD in here. So remember, those who say don't get too wasted don't always know what they're doing. Here is the Asylum Street Spankers doing Shave 'em Dry.
Ready? Shave 'em dry. 1, 2, 1.
sucking. When your sweet is hawk fat like I am, baby, I got fat from fucking.
Thank you. consumption is being standardized.
Run across some illegal sexual activity. It should be on your DTO screen. Relay to investigating officer.
Thank you for your assistance.
Call 348-8444.
come. The Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net. And updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the Allah.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for that often used introduction, which means you heard all of the opening except, of course, the set list for the tunes you just heard, which means you heard Duchess de Sade doing Cafe Flesh from the On the Rag compilation, Put Some Pussy in Your Punk. Before that, Sublime did Legalize It. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry. The Cramps did Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. The band Davey did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is in promo, and started off with Mark Levy doing Take Off Your Clothes. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is in. And tonight, the theme is C Street Orgy Family, and our live guest is Jackie Joy. Thank you so much for coming, and welcome.
Thank you.
And you were the most conscious person here. Like, you're the only one that's not, like, lying around impersonating a stoner head or a dead...
I was this morning.
...dead person. Ah, so you are recovered still, and...
Kinda.
...back in action.
A little bit. Still feel left over.
It's the risk of Sunday night broadcasting, you know.
I'm glad this is at 8 p.m., not, like, 8 a.m. You're like, ugh. I don't think I would have woke up for 8 a.m.
I should tell the listeners about that. When we last talked about doing the show, we had to clarify that it wasn't going to start at 9 a.m., but 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah,
on
9,
East
sorry.
Coast time here in beautiful Philadelphia.
I know.
And, well, I asked people to come earlier. So I did. So we were talking 8. And so I think originally you had the mental image that it was going to be 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I did. Well, when I mistake the one radio show I was on, and it was, I thought it was 8 p.m., but everyone kept, you know, it's like the morning show. Well, didn't think that. I was really late on that.
Okay. So happy ending.
Happy
and it gave her enough time in the daytime to recover from the weekend and be able to come here and broadcast. And it's just funny. I feel funny you coming in here and there's like bodies. It looks like a massacre
normal place
scene.
Don't worry. It's okay. All right. He's just passed out over there.
I know. These poor people.
He makes me punch him in the face.
Yes. Like minutes into meeting Jackie for the first time, we had to get one of these lame engineers around here to get the cassette together so we could play Take Off Your Clothes. And so DJ Jeff didn't want to get up. I hope his mom's not listening. Mother Volta. And so he requested a punch in the face. I declined the invitation.
I accepted it, but I
asked him if he wanted Jackie Joy to punch him in the face, and so he said he pointed like punch me here. He was like pointing to his cheek.
I was kind of nervous. I was like, "What am I going to do?"
But she did it.
I did, but I didn't do it hard. It's not like I swung all the way back in the head.
It was a humane punch.
And then I run. I'm like, uh-oh.
She ran. She punched him and ran.
Well, that's the way to go, because you never know. People might punch back.
Believe me, he's not going to catch up to you, even if he did react adversely. So that got him up, and then he hooked a cassette. Or he halfway did it. We had to get one of these other lame guys to...
he passed out again.
To hook up. Yeah, he's unconscious. He's missing the whole show. We're going to tell him about it. We should tell him that you had, like, all of your friends here and he missed, like, a wild party with dancers
and, like,
and
took
swinging.
Off my clothes.
Yeah. And, dude, you just slept through it all. You
There was loud music. We tried to wake you up.
Yeah. We tried, but you just fucked it up. Okay, let's see. Let's get all the goofy stuff out of the way. Let's see. Birthdays. Happy birthday to the Dark Lady, who recently had a potluck and porn event. When she does it, it's not even a party. It's an event. It's like a big thing in Portland, Oregon. And she just did like another big event. And it's her birthday also. So happy birthday. And a death. This is worth acknowledging. John Hughes, the director of a lot of films, most notably The Breakfast Club, died a couple of days ago at age 59. I know. He's Ron Jeremy's age, and he looks like 1,000 times better, and he's the one that falls over from a...
What was that other movie he did?
16 Candles.
No, it was famous. Something about the kid didn't go to school, and he goes to New York City. And
You know, the DJ before me did a whole segment on him and probably named the film.
Yeah, see, I don't even know. Something Doesn't Go to School or something. I don't know. But it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He was great.
Hey, everyone's dying.
He was great. Everybody's dying. And including a lot of great people. John Hughes, At age 59. Let's see. And to uplift you after bringing you news like that, Jello Biafra is back in action musically after all of his spoken word CDs. He has put together a band with members who are exes of a shitload of other bands. And this new band is entitled Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. So you know that's going to be kicking ass. And you can check that out more either on MySpace or AlternativeTentacles.com, their label. All right, next week on The Reverend is In. And tell me we don't diversify now after a couple of punk and metal shows and serious politically themed shows. And tonight, next week, we're doing a Woodstock show since it's the anniversary. 40 years and a very necessary primer for not just talking about Woodstock, and it's not going to be like the bullshit on all the rock stations. It's going to be also the ideas and ideals and the dreams and visions of the time. Like a Woodstock event, like those bullshit festivals in the 90s, you know, like creating like mass marketing malls and doing like a kind of a Woodstock corporation is hardly like a celebration of the original Woodstock. So it's going to be for real. And a primer for the Woodstock show is Abby Hoffman's book entitled Woodstock Nation. All right, we're going to cover a couple of things and then we're going to get into it. First, C Street Orgy Family, the family, run by Charles Manson Jr., Doug Ho, family alumni Governor Mark Sanford found his wife moving away. She moved out of the governor's mansion this week. I can't imagine why. Not only did he cheat with the woman from Argentina, after being the family values politician for so many years, but declared her to be his soulmate.
The Argentina girl?
Yeah. Yeah, not his wife. Yeah. The one in Argentina is his soulmate.
So the one he got married is not the soulmate.
No, she's
anymore.
Not the soulmate. Yeah, she was replaced by.
He should have never got married.
Somebody he barely knew. So we want to congratulate Jenny Sanford on moving out of the governor's mansion. And our offer still stands. You can come on this show anytime. And anything is an option. You can come on the show and talk and trash him and even yell at him and scream and cuss him out, whatever you want to do. Or you can pay him back. And there's at least two or three of us who are volunteers to be available for such an undertaking. And maybe even Jackie, we'll invite you if you'll have.
I gotta watch this.
You could watch or participate if you choose to.
You know what she should do? She should get into porn. That would really tick him off and make a, you know, like make a DVD set out of
her. Yes. Do you know Larry Flint? Maybe he would do that.
Maybe. I don't know him, but
if you can find a way to contact him and tell him about us too. I think he would want to adopt us and keep us on the air forever and help us do the animation show. But yes, he would do it. He did the Palin tape, which was hilarious.
That was funny.
I love
it. Was it Nailin Palin?
Who's Nailin Palin?
Who's Nailin Palin? And she looked like him. Or her.
Dead ringer. Yeah. Total lookalike.
Could have been her.
And for all we know, could have been. Except, no, this woman in the movie.
Boobs.
Yeah, she had bigger boobs and she.
A wider vagina.
A wider vagina and far more intelligent and better spoken.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, God.
Wasn't it this?
The stupid things Palin says. From like healthcare to name it to aerial hunting wolves. All right, so Jenny Sanford, you can come on the show, and when you think about it, or you could do a DVD and get into porn. Now think about it. Your husband is such a dick. He started off working for Goldman Sachs, one of the big corporate giants who fucked our entire nation and its economy and ripped off billions. Thank you. Then became the family values guy who wanted to legislate every other adult's lifestyle rights and sexual rights and reproductive services freedoms. And then embarrassed and humiliated you in front of the world because he came off as a family values, monogamous kind of guy who doesn't believe in experimentation or open relationships and wanted to legislate it for everybody and then turned out to be a liar and a cheater like these people usually are. Pay him back.
How did he find this girl? He flew to Argentina? Or
yeah. Tax dollars on a state jet.
A private jet all the way over there.
Went to Argentina. Fucks a woman in Argentina. Then decides she's his soulmate.
Was she like a prostitute?
And goes back. I'd love to find that out.
Did she live in it like a whorehouse?
Yes.
Did he swipe his credit card?
Yeah, like Senator Vitter and all those guys that went to the D.C. madam. Senator Vitter's into diapers. He doesn't just want sex with those. He
wanted the girls to wear diapers?
No, he wanted to
wear diapers. He wanted to wear diapers.
And did. Senator David Diaperman Vitter.
I think they're more screwed up than
but
us.
But he thinks you're immoral. And he doesn't want you to have birth control or sexual freedom.
And porn is bad.
And porn is bad. And we must censor and ban. You gotta love these fucking people. Platonically. Okay. You know what? Fuck all this shit. I have way too much stuff on paper. So anyway, that leads up to the C Street orgy family, who is, they live up to their name, The Family, because that was the word used for the Manson group. And Charles Manson Jr.
I have a question about that. Aren't they like trying to release Marilyn? What's his name?
Charles.
Charles Manson, right? I was going to call him Marilyn Manson. That's really bad. But they're kind of alike.
No, we shouldn't free Marilyn Manson. No, I just
Charles
saw him.
Manson,
they're good.
Were they going to say they were going to free him or something crazy?
No, they're not going to free him. They're freeing Squeaky next weekend. She's the one that allegedly tried to pop Ford, although she said that she knew the gun was unloaded or something like that. And John Waters, the guy who makes all the movies with Divine, like Pink Flamingos and Hairspray and Polyester, he's trying to get Leslie Van Houten out. She did like The Least, and she was the first to break free of that madness, like in the middle of the 70s. So and it's the anniversary this weekend, so Charlie's in the news again.
But, all over the news.
Yeah, but they're not going to free him.
Thank God.
You know, no, they're not going to free the little leaguer, but the big time helter skelter people, like the people who ran the Contra Wars, the people who killed and tortured civilians in Central America, Africa, now the Iraq region, they are free and getting rewards and getting medals, and they're getting the Oliver North. You done good doing Helter Skelter times a million.
Wow.
We love you, buddy. And same with the Blackwater mercenary armies. But no, Charlie's legacy lives on, not only with all the killers that have been freed, but also in the form of Doug Ho, who started the new family in D.C., the C Street Orgy family. And they have such colorful people in it as Governor Mark Sanford, the soulmate of a lucky young woman in Argentina.
From the whorehouse.
His soulmate. And Governor John Ensign. He's also of the male supremacist and Christian supremacist and censor and purify everything promise keepers group. And same kinds of laws. The next politician who yells at you or yells like towards you on a camera is one of these dickheads, you know, who then gets caught. Oh, and he does it. He has to try to show up Sanford. He has to fuck somebody who's a part of his staff. That came out wrong. But somebody who worked for him, she and her husband were like decades long friends of the family. They worked for him. They were part of his insane theocratic fascist politics and on and on and on. And then he nails his friend's wife in secret.
Nails his friend's wife? What?
In secret.
These guys are more screwed up than like any like normal person. They either have fetishes or they have secret like dungeons in their house or something. So,
yeah, you might get a call from one of these guys. Well, Doug Ho is here and he wants to talk to you. But but yeah, you could encounter a freakazoid like this. And it just goes back to the thing we've said on the show a million times, that be open about your life. First of all, don't listen to dickheads like the people we're talking about, like Senator Ensign when he says, I want to ban porn and people need to be moral and family values and abstinent and blah, 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 and only abstinence training in school and on and on and on.
I wonder how dumb he feels. You know, after saying all that stuff, and then, oops, I got caught cheating.
They have the arrogance to stay in public office.
Is he going to stay as governor? Can't they, like, ban him or something?
They can impeach him.
Are they going to do that? I don't think they did that.
I don't think there's an effort to do it.
Because it's too much trouble. Unless it's the president.
Because it's spineless, ballless, eggless people. You know, it's the only people who do that are, like, really conservative people. You know, like when they went after Clinton, you know, they're the people who have all the aggression, which
see,
sucks.
I didn't have a problem with Clinton getting head because have you seen Hillary?
I've seen her.
I think she's a man.
That may be. Whatever she is, she's also a sellout to like the healthcare barons and all those kind of shit.
Everybody in government to sell out. As long as you give them a price, they'll do whatever you want.
Ah, so they're all hoes.
Yeah.
Okay. See, so what we're learning tonight is Jackie, I already knew this, is miles above all of these people in character, in as a person, and as in terms of being straightforward and honest, you know, she doesn't bullshit. She doesn't say, I'm not a dancer, I'm not a porn star, I'm not a swinger.
I tell everybody.
I'm not a partier. You know, I'm really this little librarian. You know.
I've never done anything wrong. I'm a virgin. Yeah.
Right. And wrong. I mean, even that word is funny because it's like, you know, what the fuck is wrong? You know, the people who say it's wrong think war is okay and think
the religious corporate America are the ones that think it's wrong.
Right. The holy rollers and corporate America. But corporate America doesn't do anything wrong and the banks don't do anything wrong in Wall Street.
And the preachers who rape little sons don't do anything wrong.
Yeah, and the priests and cardinals don't do anything wrong.
Are like all of them gay?
A lot of them are pedophiles.
They just
And that's like a byproduct of repression. You know, they're like, we can't marry ever. I'm looking forward to a lifetime of no sex ever.
So they go for a little boy?
Yeah.
Like a boy. I know it's bad that you're going for a kid, but on top of it, you're going for a boy, you know?
Well, they're repressed and they become mentally ill. Yeah, and you have to be a little mentally ill anyway to hallucinate angels and hear voices, you know, and have delusions of, like, magical beings. But, yes, they're mentally ill, and they're sexually repressed, and they're going crazy, and they're fighting nature.
But what about nuns? You don't hear nuns raping little girls. I mean, I haven't heard anything.
No, I haven't heard that either. They're repressed, but you know what? They might do other things like to, as an outlet. Yeah. They might like turn that crucifix into a vibrator with handlebars, you know, and just kind of like
ride it like a huge bike.
Yeah. Now that's a vision.
Oh, wow.
That's a holy vision. So anyway, that's what's happening with the C Street Orgy family. But let's talk about you.
Me?
Yes. Why don't you introduce yourself to people as if this is the first they're hearing of you and they didn't really read all the plugs or go to the links at reverendbookburn.com.
Sure. I'm Jackie Joy, and I'm an adult film star or adult film actress. I'm not like Jenna Jameson or Jesse Jane, but I have done a lot of films.
And way hotter.
Jesse Jane. She kind of looks fake, and I could say a couple things about a lot of these porn stars.
Do.
I'll go nuts.
Give us dirt.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm the more... I'm not normal, but I'm more sane compared to these girls. These girls are crazy. Did you hear the news with Stormy Daniels and how she wanted to run for governor?
Against Senator Diaper Man.
But then did you hear the latest news, how she threw a pan at her boyfriend because she didn't like how her boyfriend's father was doing the laundry or something crazy?
Oh, no, Stormy.
Yeah.
We wanted you to be saner than Senator Vitter. So you could run against him.
None of them are sane, okay? Nobody in the porn industry, except me, is sane.
Is Ron Jeremy sane?
He's in his own little world, okay? He mm-hmm. is how old, and he still thinks he's like this hunk with a huge cock, so.
Yeah, he's like in his late 50s.
Like, he thinks his shit don't stink, so it's kind of like, ugh. One of my friends... Brandy Edwards, she had to do a scene with him, mm-hmm. and she was hesitant on doing it because she was kind of like, he's hairy, he's gross, he smells, and all this stuff. It was bad, but I'll admit, when she came back, she goes, it was really nice because they cater to him. So they're like, they have a buffet, and then they have water, and you know, he was very nice about saying like, what's your do's and your don'ts. So I guess he has his, you know, he is creepy.
There's a soft side of
He's
creepy
nice,
Ron.
But he looks creepy. Mm. that.
Okay. And tells bad jokes.
Yes. Yes, yes. And then kisses everybody like everyone likes him, so it's kind of weird. I was at the Exotica convention in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
We had that? Yeah. And I went up to him, and my boyfriend was right behind me, and I was like, hey, I want you to meet my boyfriend. He's like, mwah, and like kissed me. I was like, okay. Right in front of my boyfriend.
Now, there's a picture of him with Ron in your...
Did you see that?
Yeah.
With him and Ron.
That
and
cracked
then,
me up.
It was kind of like my finger was in the front. I tried to take the picture.
Oh, it's hilarious, though. They're standing there like buds.
Like they're best friends.
Yeah. Okay, and you, let's see. You are a part of Philly Friction?
Yes. The Swingers Club. So... The biggest swingers club in Philadelphia, as far as I know. It's really hot and sexy, and I love it. And it's really bad to say that we only accept hot people, but it's like we don't judge, you know, ugly people. We just want to have a good crowd and hot sexual stuff. Kind of like, you know, it's got to be hot and sexy. So we accept nice, hot, rich people.
Nice, hot, rich people.
There you go.
You hear that, Senator?
We don't want him and his Argentina prostitute.
You have to be rich. You have to bring your wallet with you.
Yeah, his credit cards.
Okay, let's see. You can check out Jackie Joy at myspace.com/Jackie_Joy.
Oh, Twitter me too.
And Twitter her.
I don't know why I'm doing it, but yes, it's just Jackie Joy. That's all you have to look up.
Okay, Jackie Joy on Twitter. And let's see. Affiliated with Christine's Cabaret Dancers mm-hmm. Club.
That's hot.
Northeast Hollywood Tans.
Yep.
And something that's femdom.
Yes, I'm trying to do a femdom site. Kind of like do you ever hear of Clips for Sale?
Yes.
It's going to be kind of like that, but it's going to be like my own site where I'm just beating up people. I mean, I did a... yeah.
Where's that unconscious?
I know.
Incident?
I punched him, and then I ran away. But usually,
that was funny.
You put me in front of a camera, I turn into a beast, and I just want to like kick people in the balls and fuck them in the ass and call them my blonde little whores. I put them in wigs. Yeah, and call them my blonde little whores.
Oh, Senator Vitter would like you.
See, bring him along. I'll beat the shit out of him.
We're going to invite him and you to come here at the same time and see if he can resist. And out himself.
Let me bring my whip, my chains, my cuffs.
Do.
I have this ball zapper thing. It's really cool. You just attach it to the balls. Actually, you wrap it around the cock and the balls, and it just goes zap, and you can like turn it up
high. Whoa.
You want to try it, right?
Yeah, you got to come back again.
I got nipple ones too, so.
And they're electronic?
Yeah, it's all to the same like system, so you just plug it in. It's really cool.
That's fantastic. Now, do you get a lot of static? Do you get hate or hate mail or assholes saying things like you're immoral or?
I haven't got hate mail. I got on MySpace. There's a lot of people that are religious and are like, I should look for God, and I haven't seen God, so, you know, if there is a God out there, come down, please, you know, save me. I don't know.
Yeah. Come into this room and tell us that you don't want to see her in another tape, you know?
And that's when I'll believe that he's real, is when he comes in here and says, hey, you know, I exist. But I've had that. I actually, my boyfriend and I were on YouTube and we Googled my name and something came up like someone made like a YouTube clip and was like, it flashes my name, Jackie Joy. And it says something about like hating me. And it was really dumb. Dick. And it goes to music. But I was kind of like, why would you hate me? Like, why don't you go for like a bigger star, like Jessie Jane or something crazy? Like,
but even then, I mean, it takes a real dipshit, you know, to hate somebody for being in erotica.
Oh, and then I've had people like message me on MySpace and go, oh, your real name is such and such. And I'm like, okay, so you figured that out. And then what are you going to do to me? Like, they're like, well, we know your background. I'm like, what can you have on me?
Yeah, we're going to scandalize you.
That I suck dick and, you know, I have sex. Woo.
Yeah. Something that they probably also do, but in secret.
Yeah.
So that's just it. Being open and not being ashamed and not being full of Christian guilt and Christian mental illness.
They do a lot more screwed up stuff than, who is it? People in Utah, are they Mormons?
Mormons.
A girl, what was her name? I can't even remember. She was one of my friends like a long time ago. She got into porn and she was from Utah. And she's like, yeah, all Mormons like to be fucked in the ass and, you know, like to do crazy stuff, have orgies, let their husbands like have sex with other people. Come on.
Wow.
And I'm the crazy one.
These purists. Yeah, but see, the internal conflict and the sexual schizophrenia is what makes them crazy because they have to love it and hate it at the same time. And so, you know, so they're like jealous of your free spiritedness and feeling happy with yourself.
That's true. And open, you know, with filming.
Yeah, being
and
open,
everybody.
Loud and proud. You know, and
they're probably also jealous that I'm so hot.
And that, God. You know, they have to wear these pajama things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Mormon lingerie.
It's got to be hot.
This big one-piece thing that includes feet. It goes to your feet like kids' pajamas.
Yeah. I can't even remember what they call them, like little footsies.
You're supposed to do it in those.
What, do they have like an opening down there?
Yeah, like they're even supposed to fuck in those big one-piece children pajama things to cover everything, including your feet.
I hope they have good air conditioning. It's going to be one hot, you know.
Yeah, build up sweat, whatever. You know, rub my Jetsons characters.
All those juices get everywhere. Yeah. Ooh.
Touch my Winnie the Pooh.
Touch my Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, man. Well, to all haters, Rush Limbaugh, and anybody who directs hate in your direction, either directly to you or just as a blanket statement against anybody who lives freely and makes choices similar or identical to yours, you can bite us. You know, it's just, you know, in addition to being absolutely harmless, and porn being absolutely harmless, and porn addiction and sex addiction being total bullshit myths and misuses of the word addiction, in addition to being harmless, this is not only an uber hot woman.
Well, thank you.
But an absolutely wonderful and fun person. And if you send hate in her direction, either in general or individually, you can suck the lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel, or maybe Ron Jeremy's. We're both. And Ron's hairy, as Jackie has informed us tonight.
He's listening to us. He's going to be like, that bitch.
Yeah, we'll probably get more hate from the people you dissed. You know,
people are going to be messaging, yeah, like, yeah, what the, like, hell?
The American Christian Taliban won't say a word, but...
everyone that's, yeah, like, we love Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. We're Ron fans, and we don't like what you said. Well, you're not really doing a worthwhile show if you don't get a little bit of shit now and then.
As long as I collect a little bit of fans.
That's right.
A little bit of hate would be cool, too.
Check out her stuff, myspace.com/Jackie_joy. And at today's update at reverendbookburn.com, one of the top links, when we start the links, is Jackie's video for being covered in runny mashed potatoes and then gravy. The gravy scene was a little rough to watch. That was originally from the Splash Me site, but they had to do a censored version on YouTube, and you can see her.
I don't look happy.
You don't look happy.
I try to smile.
And also, it's like, if one of the ideas of watching porn or adult entertainment is to see the person, it was like in the pie one where Splash Me, you know, could show all of you, it's like, you see you for 2 seconds, and then you're covered with pies and all kinds of gunk.
That was rough. That was a rough thing. I think I did like 5 clips in like one day, and in between. But listen, in between each, I had to take a shower because it was like there was the mashed potatoes, which was the worst because it smells disgusting, and then there was the chocolate syrup. And wine. Did you ever have chocolate syrup poured on you and then let it dry? It is so sticky. It hurts. Like, you don't even want to, like, move because you're, like, stuck. And then there was, like, a lollipop. Or no, what is it? There's ice creams on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the hard ones. What are they called? Icicles.
Popsicles.
Popsicles. There we go. And that was shoved up my vagina. And there was, like, crazy stuff. And then the pie one was the last one because that's the messiest.
That was messy.
That was bad. You don't even understand. When he threw it, I felt like it went through my ear and out the other ear.
Oh, man.
It tasted good, but I mean...
And you were covered. Like, it was all over you.
7 pies.
You couldn't even see your body. Like, when you were naked, you couldn't even see you. You know, like...
Did you see... Like, did they show me eating it, too? I was kind of like, grand crap.
A little bit. But it was like you were naked for 2 seconds, and then you were covered with pies...
And then I do, well, since it's censored, I do a masturbation scene.
Yeah,
at the
I think
end.
You had a dildo.
Yeah. I can't even remember. There was like a couple dildos. My vagina was like on fire after that one.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to wipe off anything. It has to look real. So it's like, it's going up there and it's kind of like.
So they want you to burn.
Oh, it burned.
Oh.
I didn't get a yeast infection like most girls do, but it burned. Pissing right. Graham crackers.
It's worth watching, believe me. All right, we're gonna play a couple tunes and then come back. We're Pastor Buttfuck is here. Don Ho. He's a singer. Dale. Doug Ho, Charles Manson Jr., the head of the C Street Orgy family, is here also, and he said he wanted to come here tonight and meet Jackie. So we told him he could. So we're not going to play like the 3 set lists that are a normal show. We're just going to play a couple of songs, and then we are going to come back with our other guests. So let's play something by Sister Bertha Bangers from her great CD, Below the Bible Belt. It's not one of her singing tunes. I think it's one of her commercial kind of songs. This is entitled Fundy Undies.
Ecclesiastica Corporation for the tomb, for the undies, for young pious man, underwear for the true fundamentalist, designed by inhibited and paranoid Pentecostals, for Pentecostals. We live in a world where sexual temptation is all around us. Have you ever become sexually stimulated and embarrassed in the grocery store checkout lane? Have you ever discovered that you were randy because of those tawdry magazines of filthy, half-naked whores? Fruit of the tomb, the undies, for young pious man, will make those uncomfortable moments a thing of the past. That's right. Fruit of the tomb, the undies, for young pious man, will gloriously take the fun right out of your undies. Here's our miracle breakthrough secret. Our righteous undies for fundies are laced with a newly patented and high-power-packed Southern Baptist Costal Erection Slayer called St. Saltpeter. That's right. Fruit of the tomb, the undies, for young pious man, will give your Pentecostal penis a revelation like it's never had. Horny? Frustrated? Caught up in a life of shameful masturbation? Saint Saltpeter to the rescue. Here he comes. Fruit of the tomb, the undies, for young pious man, will allow you to finally live that life that everyone at church doubts you're living anyway. It's not easy being young, Pentecostal and Randy, constantly dealing with evil urges to fornicate, masturbate, and sexually recreate. Let St. Saltpeter bless you today. You'll never have an erection again. Fruit of the tomb, Fundy Undies, for young, pious men. Fundy Undies!
Love is the answer. Think about love, don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters.
I think about pure sex, deep sex, hot sex, rough sex, God!
dancing. I think about love. Don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters, candlelights, red roses, wedding bells, moonlight serenades, warm summer nights. I think about pure sex, deep sex, hard sex, rough sex. Girl.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not laughing at patients with Medicaid and telling urban jokes, I listen to favorite music like the Buzzcocks, and this track is entitled Orgasm Addict.
Well, you tried it just for once, find it all right for kicks, but now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict, you're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines, so your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict, you're an orgasm addict. You're catching the heat, you're getting that salt, but you're still keeping beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict, you're an orgasm addict. You're a Casanova, you're no Joseph Pizza. Live all up fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict, you're an orgasm addict. You're making out with school kids, one of the heads of state. You've even made it with a lady who puts a little plastic rubbish on the Christmas cakes. She's assistants and bellhops. You found them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well you're asking at an alley and your voice is steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck it always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
You heard the Buzzcocks doing Orgasm Addict. Before that, Lords of Acid did Rough Sex, and started off with Sister Bertha Bangers doing Fundy Undies. And that's all we're going to play for, like, for the second set, because we're having too much fun with our guests. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist are left for Stonerhead Almost Dead. DJ Jeff, slightly worse. And the old DJ, whose name I forgot, is gone. So it's just us and our other guests.
It's hot.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we have an orgy?
let's ask them. Okay. You've heard talk about Doug Ho, alias Charles Manson Jr., who runs the C Street Orgy Family who just might be wanting just that as we speak. So let's invite him in. He oversees the C Street family, people like Governor Sanford and Senator Ensign and other scandalous, moralizing hypocrites, as well as most of the power players in Washington, D.C. This guy is delusional, and instead of being medicated in a rubber room, is given tremendous influence in the highest seats of power. Let's welcome Doug Ho. Hi, Doug. Welcome. Come in.
Hello, Doug.
All right. Jackie Joy, Doug Ho. All right, Doug, you've heard our comments and our jokes about the C Street orgy family, and but really, what is it with you people? Like, why do you want to start like a Taliban kind of group, you know, of like Christian supremacists in Washington, D.C.? And like, how bad do you want it to get? Like, do you want a total religious theocratic dictatorship, or like, what do we have to look forward to if you get your way?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Reverend, since you're a fellow clergy person. I don't appreciate the humor that is coming out about our organization. We are a legitimate prayer group. We've been invited by Democrats and Republicans to hold prayer breakfasts in Washington, D.C. And we believe that we should use our family, as the media calls it, for action. You know, maybe catch a ball game at the Goldman Sachs Stadium, and you know, and then kind of fondle and then have sex, and then you can repent at the same time and say you're sorry and cry on the camera. And so it's something we like to say in prayer circles as one-stop slopping. And we think that your guest Jackie here should also be joining our group. She should come down to Washington, D.C., service congressman, and then repent in public and tell everybody that she's sorry.
You want Jackie Joy to join your group, further scandalize moral family values, Christian supremacist congressman, and then get upset about it and apologize in public.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think I would do it.
Okay. I would think that it would gross you out.
That sounds kind of creepy, but is this something you like?
Well, I think you would be happy in the end because you would be deep in the seats of power and you would get an opportunity to sleep with the mightiest men in the nation. Senators, congressmen, House of Representatives, governors.
The president.
Well, we don't have our grip on him yet, but we're trying. Maybe you could help lure him.
I could possibly do that. Stand naked.
Okay. Well, you come to Washington and come to the prayer breakfast, and we will announce in advance that you are going to be there, and we know it will be a full house on that day.
All right. Thank you, Doug Ho. Great idea.
I mean, the sex part, I don't know, that doesn't sound too bad, as long as they're, like, hot and stuff. But, you know, sitting there and saying, I apologize for what I did, like, what?
Yeah, the crying and guilt
crying?
Part
I wouldn't cry.
Like, yeah. I don't like this guy. He's
kind of creepy.
Yeah, kind of creepy. And
asking me to do that.
And then you're supposed to, like, cry and apologize, you know, like it was bad. And then it would be all your fault. It's like, oh, well, these are stand-up guys, but she's, like, the dirty, evil one.
Yeah, because I forced them to do it.
Yeah. She lured them with her witchy evil powers of seduction.
Or just with my vagina.
That too. they just can't resist it. So, yeah, I can't see you supporting their crusades, you know, and, you know, and going, you know, on tour with these.
I'd rather stay in school.
Yeah, ultimate bullshit artists. Yeah, stay in school. Kids, if you're listening, stay in school. Don't fuck people in Congress and, you know, and in the, at the top of TV evangelism.
Unless they're going to do something beneficial for you, like get you rich or...
Yeah, if it's a trick, that's okay. Because, you know, then at least you're getting somebody, you know, and then, you know, you can tell them, you know, to get fucking lost, you know, after the fact.
Take their money and run.
Yeah, but don't get mixed up with a crowd as bad as that. You know, stay in school, stay with the people you get high with and fuck, you know, consensually. And, or, you know, see bands with. And, oh, gosh, I didn't even do a shout out to everybody. Hello, people from the Mayhem Festival. We had tickets for this. I would never give money to Live Nation and all these ticket assholes, you know, ticket merchants. But we saw Marilyn Manson and Slayer and Behemoth and all these bands a couple of days ago. It was hot. It was a lot of fun. And we met a professional associate of yours.
Of well, me?
Yeah, she's not in the same films, but because she hadn't heard of you. But but Cherry Ferretti.
Cherry Ferretti. Yeah. What kind of stuff does she do?
She does weird stuff. Like she wears her glasses all the time. Like she has like these kind of like, I'm not judging, but I'm saying like nerdy, just yeah, to describe them, like nerdy-ish kind of glasses, like framed glasses.
Does she do like anal and stuff like that, or?
I don't know if she does anal, but like on one site, like they stop before the guy comes. Like I guess, like there's different levels of what,
like,
you know,
like a cock holding thing. Yeah, yeah. She sounds like she does like fetish stuff.
Yeah, and the guy comes on her glasses, you know.
See, that's hot.
Yeah, we looked up her work, but she was at a booth called "Take Your Picture with a Porn Star."
Oh my god!
For porn star skateboards. And,
oh,
they
actually contacted me. That's quite funny. Yeah, they were like, well, let's put you on, you know.
On tour.
Well, not on tour, on a skateboard. I was kind of like, okay.
Well, they're touring with Mayhem Fest.
Oh, are they?
So they're touring with Slayer and Marilyn Manson and Behemoth and Bullets for My Valentine and God Forbid.
The only person I know is Marilyn Manson.
And about half a dozen other bands. It's good if you like death metal. And it's good if you like Marilyn Manson. And they were all pretty good. Some bands totally kicked ass. Behemoth was great. I'm going to play them. Well, not next week because it's the Woodstock show. But maybe the show after that. But anyway, shout out to the people we met in the Reverend's endless shameless self-promotion, and to new book burner Cherry Ferretti of Pose with a Porn Star for Porn Skateboards fame. All right. Uh-oh. It's Pastor Buttfuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's worse than Don Ho.
I
always
want
to call him Don Ho, who's a real singer. Doug Ho. Pastor Buttfuck, you be nice.
Yes, please.
Yes. I told Jackie that when she comes here, she's not going to be judged. She's not going to get any static about it. We love her. We support her. We want to encourage her in her career and her lifestyle and feeling good about herself. We don't need any guilt tripping or any kind of bullshit to be imposed on her. Besides, we like all the guests to be treated nicely. What were you thinking when you invited this evil, sinful tramp onto this radio show when you should be witnessing for God?
What she does is disgusting and should be banned and censored wherever it shows up and appears. Young lady, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
So I'm a tramp?
Being naked in front of other people, being sexual, being a performer, showing no morals, no ability to control yourself or stay abstinent until you're married and breeding future Christian fetuses and babies.
You know you watch.
I could never lay eyes on such sin and debauchery.
You must have seen something. It's not like you don't have sex.
Well, maybe watching just for research purposes. How bad it is. So I could witness to other people about the magnitude of filth and degradation and sin in this culture.
Deep down inside, you watch.
God, this kills the shit out of my voice. I cannot watch. I think you should repent, and I think you should stop taking off your clothes and stop performing sex on camera or anywhere else until you are ready to make a good Christian fetus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Believe in a God that really probably doesn't exist, but hasn't even came to tell us that he exists. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
He's just waiting for the right time.
Oh, what's the right time?
Only he knows that. But just because he sent his kid down here to get nailed doesn't mean that we have to act like wild rabbits. You should be ashamed of yourself.
So I should be ashamed to become a holy roller? Huh?
Yes.
Oh, nope. I actually like sex, so I don't think I could ever quit.
Pastor Buttfuck, you are beet red. You know what? I think when he was yelling at you, he was also looking at you.
I bet you was. He was staring at my tits.
Yeah, he was. And why did he walk away so suddenly? Like, he's sitting on the other side of the room where all the party stuff is, you know. And
he's sad that I won't go and be, you know.
He's sad.
He's sad I won't go to church.
He is. And you know what? I think underneath all that aggression and hatefulness is desire.
I think he
won't admit it, but I think
he watches my stuff.
Yeah, he probably did.
He jerks off to it.
He probably did, you know. He probably needed to buy more Windex for his computer monitor.
Oh my god!
You know, after watching your stuff, and that's okay. But it's just that it's sad that he has to get upset about it. He's crying, Pastor Buttfuck. We don't mean to upset you.
No, we do.
Okay, maybe we do. It's too much fun.
He's just a mean person.
He's mean. I am so sorry.
He's all about, you know, going control to church and stuff, but yeah, then he's like a mean person.
Yeah, he is. Isn't it funny how they get like that, you know?
I wonder if he has sex with like little boys.
That's right, because the repressed turn themselves into monsters. It's like they become repressed and then they become even more mentally ill. And then all this crazy shit happens, like with altar boys and choir girls and whatever. The church secretary.
The church secretary.
Yeah. Hey, witness this.
It's like one big sex fest.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should go there just to get more action. I mean, you know, it seems like there's more action there than anywhere else. It's like, join the Holy Rollers, join the C Street Orgy family, get more sex, you know.
And the only thing is they're doing same sex kind of stuff. So it's kind of like, if they were, I know it's bad molesting like little kids, but I mean, if they were doing it with like a girl, it would be different.
Any adult.
Or an adult, you know.
Yeah. See, that's the difference. Adult sexuality is fine. It's like whatever you do with whomever, whatever gender they are, you know, or even if it's a mannequin, you know, it's okay.
Blow up doll.
It's like kids or animals, you know, are off limits.
Yeah.
You know, or people in a coma, you know, or whatever, you know, but
people in a coma,
you know, that's unethical.
People in a coma that are adults. I mean, you could still give them some.
We will explore this on a future show. But,
I mean, they're in a coma. Maybe they want it, but they can't get it.
Or maybe they could. Maybe they maybe should say that in your living wills. You know, in this post-Schiavo days of writing living wills, it's like if I'm in a coma, I consent to be, to receiving head, you know, or being grinded,
or
for other people's
anything,
pleasure, or even fucked. You know. Although I imagine a guy wouldn't get it up if he was in a coma.
That would be kind of hard. It's easier to just
it would
do
be a
it
challenge.
With the women.
If you do that, I want you to come back on the show. You know, and give a full report, and we have bragging rights for knowing you.
If you can get hard when you're in a coma.
Yeah, if you get a comatose guy up.
Props to the girl or whoever it was.
Yeah.
Guy or girl, whatever.
Come on the show and brag about it. You deserve it.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I don't have a whole set. Like, I have a third set, but that'll come in a little bit. Now, if you will reach on top of those CDs and pull that, that's a present.
This is a present?
Yes. Now, it's signed by the author. Paul Krasner was like, he was like a beatnik and a hippie in the 50s, like before the 60s. Yeah, it's signed by him. Then he was a yippie and a hellraiser in the 60s and 70s. And he's still a writer, and he's a friend of mine through the years. And that book came out this year in July. And he writes about obscenity and censorship and sexual freedom. And this is a collection of his most recent work. It is entitled, Who's to Say What's Obscene?
You know what? I really like when they take those Disney characters and they put, like, dicks on them and stuff and have them fuck each other. It's kind of cool, especially with the seven dwarves. Like,
he's the originator of that.
He's the one that did that?
Go to his name, like, on the web, paulkrasner.com, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R.
That's why it's all over the front of his cover.
Yeah, paulkrasner.com. And you will see that when he published The Realist in the 60s, in a 1967 issue, he did the Disneyland Memorial Orgy. And
that's the way to go.
And the seven dwarfs were in it, and they were all hard as hell around Snow White. And,
what about Dopey? Is his name Dopey? Dopey?
Dopey the dwarf?
Yeah, wasn't that one of them?
Yeah,
he's the one that fell asleep all the time, though.
Yeah, but he got it up. He's not going to sleep when, you know, when they're gangbanging Snow White.
Or how they had Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse go at it?
They were with others. I think...
they were with others?
I think Goofy and Minnie were fucking...
I think
Mickey was with another male. I think he was with Donald or somebody.
Oh, wow.
And, just like real life, you know. And let's see. It's so hard to remember. But, it was pretty much all of them. I think even, like, the little flying female, like, with the... magic wand.
Tinkerbell.
There
you go.
Yeah, I think Tinkerbell was also a participant.
Yeah, she actually got naked. She had, like, a nice body.
Yeah.
And they drew it on her.
I think Tinkerbell produced my first erection, like,
uh-oh,
way, way back.
Naked version or the censored version?
I think any version.
When you were
watching Tinkerbell, like when I was a kid. Because it was before Gilligan's Island.
Oh, my God.
You know, and,
what's her name on Gilligan's Island?
Ginger.
Yeah, and she was the hot one.
Yeah.
And they survived on an island.
Yeah.
Did they even have sex in that?
No. They're on an island with Ginger and Marianne, and nobody fucks.
Poor guys.
You know, I know. It's like, what could suck worse than being on an island?
Oh, with two girls.
You know.
You could always tie them to
happening.
A tree or whatever they had there and just rape them. Nobody's going to know. They're stuck on an island.
Well, hopefully it would be consensual, but it's just funny that nobody seemed to have a libido, you know. Although somebody who's a MySpace friend, I think Regan Reese, another porn star, I think she's in a porn version of Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, they got a couple of those.
Now, I want to know who's going to play Gilligan.
I don't know. Maybe James Dean would probably fit that one. He's another porn star. But I like how they made that Brady Bunch. I think Ron Jeremy was in that one.
Yeah, he was in an ancient version of the Horny Mooners, too.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that one.
He was Jackie Gleason. And he tried to act like him. He was doing the hand gesture, like away, way, way we go.
Oh, you know? My God.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy acted like Ralph Cramden and Jackie Gleason. Like, albeit a hairy version. But yeah, he got his part primate.
Got hair coming out. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that is the Disneyland Memorial Orgy poster that was by Paul Krasner, and that's his new book.
And you read it? It's good?
Yeah, he sent I read part of it. He put out two books in 2 months, like it back to back. Memos or something from the Valley of Porn, some writings from the Valley of Porn. And then this one just came out. Who's to say who's obscene? What's obscene? So he sent out, he sent half a dozen to us, signed them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait to read that. I'm cool. Excited, actually. Especially since he's the one that created the orgy of like all the cartoon characters.
This is the originator. And I think you will appreciate that because, you know, it's like it takes a special devious mind
and, to do it,
you know, yeah, to create that. And another one to appreciate it,
yes,
you know, and dig it because he got a lot of shit for that.
Did he?
Yeah.
A lot? All right. Well, now I got to read this one.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit for the Memorial Orgy poster from Disneyland. And
but that means people had to buy it to get shit for it.
That's so true. Who bought the issues of The Realist in the 60s and got all, you know, to end up getting offended? It's like, how did they know what was in it?
They have to read it.
You know, stuff about Jackie Onassis got him a lot of shit. Making fun of Richard Nixon in the war. But he was always supportive of, like, adult entertainment and sexual freedom. And now this book is full of stuff like that.
This is going to be a good book.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yes, thank you.
All right, let's see. God, the time flies.
What time is it?
It's 10:45 East Coast time, USA. Or, don't even look at these retarded clocks.
Oh, 6:22?
Yeah, there's like, yeah.
That's like LA time, probably.
Yeah, worse than that. You know, it's like fucking
go a little further. What, Hawaiian time?
Yeah,
no.
India
there you go.
Time or something. Damn. Right now, somebody is fucking in a cave in Afghanistan, according to our clock over there. And let's play a couple of tunes. Let's see. We're kind of running out of time. We're only playing like a couple songs at a time. So we're going to play the last set of approximately 2 songs. And wrap things up. And this is by the Cooters. Yes, I am on such a Cooters kick. I think I've played them every show for the last 10 shows since I got my batch of CDs from the Chaos or Bust CD. A loving tribute to their favorite waitresses at Waffle House in Mississippi, where they're from. This is the Cooters doing Waffle House Rock.
Mm-hmm. side, OJ to my right. Don't you know that omelet will blast your ass tonight?
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I've always supported people joining cults like Charles Manson Jr.'s Sixth Street Orgy Family, and I've always appreciated people who repented after they sinned, felt shame and guilt, felt deeply disturbed, and went through life as miserable, guilt-prone people. And now, I just want to say, I salute my friend, Doug Ho, alias Charles Manson Jr., of the D.C. C Street Orgy family. And I just had a wonderful time Googling at Jackie Joy and watching her interact with your other guests tonight, Reverend Bookburn. So, from my bunker in Texas, I want to say good night to all the book burners, wherever they are.
Jenny on the pot. Back into the scene, looking at the beam. Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Horn, and I want to talk about our scented tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. And we're going to invite Jackie Joy to make World Fart Sounds as well.
It's going to be bad. Let me see if I can. Takes me a minute. There you go.
That's great. Okay.
See, I did it.
Do that as much as you can.
Do it as much as I can.
Right. Runner-ups to Asshole of the Week are CNN for refusing an ad for healthcare reform and refusing ads that exposed global warming. CNN is turning out to be as biased and fucked up and propagandistic as Fox and History Channels and are runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. Next runner-up.
Oh, do I get a fart?
If you would.
I can't. There you go. That was a little part. That was like a, that was like a queeve.
And do it as much as like as frequently as you can.
Do it as frequently. Oops, yeah. Blonde moment. Oh, so keep doing it. Oh my god. This is gonna be hard. It's gonna take a minute to register.
Okay. Does it, well, every so often, just outburst.
All right.
Another. All right. Okay. Runner-up number two is Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris has joined total psychopaths like Lou Dobbs and other media buffoons who, and the Fox, quote, news, unquote, characters who are advocating this birther theory that Obama wasn't really born. Or not that he wasn't born, but that he wasn't really born here in the U.S. Yes, we've all partied too much. And, yes, he's joined the wacko birther movement and issued a statement in support of total racist nutjob Lou Dobbs of CNN.
Oh, you don't like him?
Who, Chuck Norris?
No, Lou Dobbs.
No.
See, I don't hate or do I like him? I mean, he's a nice guy.
Well, he's probably nice, like, if you met him, like, at a dinner party, you know, or something, you know.
But when he's on the news, you're like,
you know, but he's like, yeah, he's like... total idiot. And and racist and a million other things. And now he's like the king of the birthers movement. Oh, we lost our recorded fart sounds, so we need you. So not Lou Dobbs. He was already Asshole of the Week. Chuck Norris, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to a very special recipient. Our recipient who warrants outdoes the runner-ups. Who could be such a special recipient? Tonight, August 9th, 2009, at voltaradio.com, reverendbookburn.com, and radioforall.net, our special recipient of Asshole of the Week is the Fairfax County, Virginia School Board. The Fairfax County, Virginia School Board suspended a 17-year-old female student for 2 weeks for consuming her birth control pill at lunchtime. They issued a statement. That's for real.
Oh, my God.
They did it. That's how they got the award. And issued a statement to the public equating birth control pills with, I'm not joking, heroin. And compared birth control pills to heroin and suspended the 17-year-old honor student for 2 weeks for using her birth control
pill. And they were allowed to do that.
Yes, because a lot of these Taliban-ish kind of bushy, whack job people get elected on school boards. So, like, it's like if the biggest dickheads you could find in your entire town, you know, you could just, like, pick them, like, out of a lineup, they would be the dickheads that would run for school board and get elected.
Well, you'd think someone would step in and be like, this is kind of weird, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some people have written articles and some people have made some noise, but
wouldn't the pro-life people be like, oh, that's screwed up, you know? It's
no.
good that she takes the birth control.
No, because the people who call themselves pro-life, in addition to supporting terrorists who kill doctors, oppose birth control and condoms even.
How does that work? That doesn't make sense.
Because you shouldn't do it unless you're manufacturing a Christian fetus. Unless you're
people
one of our
crazy.
Leaders who's fucking the choir girls. Then it's okay. Or Randall Terry when he was fucking the Operation Rescue groupies. And cheating. But no, you're not supposed to ever do it. And get this. I'm not kidding. Masturbation is bad.
Wow.
You're not supposed to be gay. You're not supposed to use birth control. You're not supposed to touch anybody unless you're making a Christian fetus. And then you're not supposed to touch yourself.
Wow, you're not allowed to do anything apparently.
No.
Then I'm like the Satan.
Yes, you are.
Devil.
But that's part of your appeal.
Devil's daughter.
The devil's daughter.
I like it.
You're killing me. All right. How much time do we have? A minute. Well, actually, we don't have. We're going to go over time, and we're going to play a closing tune. So, let's see. To recap, we had Jackie Joy here tonight, who is from myspace.com/Jackie_Joy. Also of Northeast Hollywood Tans, Philly Friction, and Christine's Cabaret, and a future femdom site in which she's going to beat people up.
Yes. I'll let you know when that comes
and
out.
If you see a DVD or a video or anything with her name on it, it's already recommended. And you can see the mashed potato one linked at my site, the YouTube version.
It's a hot one.
And it's... arguably a tad gross, but but that is okay. And we had Doug Ho, the Ho of the C Street Orgy family, alias Charles Manson Jr., and explaining his little cult family in D.C. and some of their better known people like Senator Ensign and Governor Sanford. We had Pastor Buttfuck, who came here to be mean to our guest, and he was.
We made him cry.
Yeah, but we made him cry, so we feel better.
Yes.
I think. I don't want to speak for both of us. Unless
no, I feel that. Good.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Right. Jackie Joy and I both feel better that he.
I'm just going to start sending him porn now.
She's going to send him her porn. He better share it.
Yeah.
And, of course, we had Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, but they're useless. DJ Jeff is also, I believe, no longer among the conscious.
He's just going to sleep over.
Let's see. We gave her a copy of Paul Krasner's Who's to Say What's Obscene. We covered Career, Puritans, Haters, Sex Negatives. And we also countered that by talking about a kind of a healthy outlook, being open and honest about yourself instead of having to be one of these repressed, internally conflicted, sexually schizophrenic freakazoids who are the pillars of church and state, and open and honest lifestyle. Also, a great and wonderful person, and I guess I can call you a friend and a book burner.
Yes.
And a friend and a book burner, and a very good sport, her boyfriend, who is here hanging with us. And thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Unless that's presumptuous. But thank you for coming.
I had fun.
You had fun?
Well, coming in my seat.
Okay, she had fun and she came in her seat. What more could you want from a guest?
It's a good day.
Thank you very, very much. Let's see, should we play a closing tune?
Something hot.
Something hot. How about something by the Jenna Torturers?
Yeah.
Yes, featuring Hot Jen. If you've never seen this band or seen pictures of the Jenna Torturers, you are in for a treat. Where the fuck is it? Oh. The Reverend. I'm as bad as Jeff. Okay. The Jenna Torturers are hot. You would love the singer. There she is. Jen. They're from Florida.
She looks really hot.
They do a lot of fetish and S&M and B&D oriented rock. And this is the Jenna Torturers version of I Touch Myself. Write to me, RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Updates always and updated today at reverendbookburn.com. YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn. MySpace.com/ReverendBookburn. The show will be archived in about a week at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And you can listen to Jackie again or turn somebody else on to it who didn't hear it. We expect it in a week. Next week is the Woodstock 40th anniversary show. It is recommended that you read Abby Hoffman's Woodstock Nation first or during. No show in 2 weeks, returning in 3 weeks. I think that's everything. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Let's play the Jenna Torturers doing their version of I Touch Myself, which is probably what all of us are going to do when we go home.
I will.
Good night.
from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo. Do 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 do.
Would call the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Feast, bring your sand here.
Spell it out, the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Feast, bring your sand here.
Spell it out, the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Feast, bring your sand here.
Spell it out, the
Thank you.
See the glazed eyes, touch the dead skin, feel the cold lips, and know the warmth of the hip death goddess.
Touch my hand and you will grow old. Touch my hand, your heart will grow cold. Come, let me take you in my arms. I will keep my lips, for they are very nice. Kiss my lips and you will turn to ice. Look at me and I will turn you on. Don't try to think,
I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Then came the dawn, and you were gone. You were gone, gone, gone. I had too much to drink last night, too much to drink. As I staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your lips for me to kiss, came the gong, and you were gone. Gone, gone, gone. I had too much to drink last night. Too much to drink. I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink last night. Last night. I had too much to drink last night. Too much to drink.